At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
Matt Corral could possibly play himself into the starting job.
TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
All right, welcome in. Happy Saturday. Hope all is well with you. Hope you're enjoying March Madness, Tournament Madness. This is Up on Game. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got TJ Hushmanzada, Pantene Man, on deck. Now, Stretch Armstrong, well, he's out fighting crime and doing the things that he needs to do in his daily dealings. But that's all right. We're going to get through this show this week. Me and TJ. So here we go. How you feeling? How's everything going? I can honestly tell you that I know exactly what you're about to say about the weather. So let's go ahead and get it.
Yeah, man. This weather out here been terrible, man. It's starting to like,
weird.
Yeah, really make me upset. Like, we pay all these taxes. They better lower this tax rate.
That's what
I've been saying. It's raining like every other day now, man.
I mean, we should get a refund for every day it rains.
Man, for real.
Like, every day it's not sunny outside, we should get a refund.
I wake up and I'm like, wait, is that rain?
It's rain.
I look out, it's like 7:15. I'm like, wait, it's really raining. Like, right, yesterday was a good day, and
it was
here we go
good
today. It's like, man, I don't know what's going on. But if it stay like this, yeah, they need to go ahead and give us a little tax return for this weather, man. This ain't what we paying for.
You are not lying. If you want to tweet us or IG us, go on. Better yet, go to IG, right? Go to King of the Mantle, King of the Mammals. That's LeVar Arrington. And you can also go to Hoosh 84. Why am I tripping? 84. That is the handle, right? Hoosh 84.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
On IG.
Yes, sir.
Man,
Or just after the show, y'all. Y'all go meet LeVar at the gym.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all follow.
I don't know if y'all follow a LeVar. Well,
that's where I'm
he is back to being king of the mammals. just hey, go TJ, meet him at the gym. Meet TJ, him at the gym, y'all.
That's where I'm going to be, dog. I'm going to be in the gym. You know, I just keep thinking back before we get into talking about the NCAA tournament, because we are going to touch on that, guys. But let me just give a personal little inventory here. I always remember back to when you was working out in the backyard with the kids, and I was sitting there so fat and so out of shape.
Nah, you weren't fat.
bruh,
you
face,
fat.
Belly fat, super fat. And I'm sitting there looking at y'all, and I was breathing heavy, awful, watching y'all work out, dog. I was watching y'all work out, and I was like, man, I'm not going over there. Like, this dude doing one-legged squats, stuff like that. I said, I'll never make it back up. Like, my knee's going to explode. Like, I'm not going over there. And I just remember, like, I'd always be sitting there like, man, like, I really need to start working out again. You know, it's like, at some point, I really, really need to start doing something with my life. And it's funny because, TJ, I arm wrestled my oldest daughter's boyfriend, and I couldn't beat him.
Oh, no. Then we would have had to really wrestle.
Hey,
just
bro,
so he could have felt that strength.
He wasn't going to beat me, but I couldn't beat him. And that was a problem.
He was like, I got to get – see, just because I haven't worked out all week, soon as this show is over, LeVar, I'm going to hit the gym.
Come on, man. I'm going
to hit the gym.
Bruh, I tell you what, if he put his arm up on there to arm wrestle me today –
don't
I might,
have a chance.
I might walk up out of the room with his arm and his hand in my hand and him still sitting there at the arm wrestling table. That's where I'm at right now. I was playing around with like 315 yesterday just to play around with it. But anyways, speaking of playing around with it and speaking of pressing that weight, the NCAA tournament has been very, very interesting. There have been a lot of interesting discussions coming out of the tournament, TJ. The topic I want to throw out there to you, I know there was the idea of SEC struggling and Greg Sankey, you know, with the words he had to say and you know, tournament expansion and all these things. I wanted to talk to you and the Calipari stuff that's going on and, you know, SEC's taking it on the chin. I wanted to ask you, and looking at how the NCAA tournament is playing out right now and how mid-majors are thumping the powers and the blue bloods. I'm just curious. It continues to raise the question of the one and done culture. It continues to raise the question of now with NIL and the transfer portal. I'm looking at Penn State, my school, and they're not in the tournament, but everybody's in the portal. It's like three, four guys are in the transfer portal from the team. You only get like, what, 12, 13 guys. So you got like three, four guys in the transfer portal. I'm curious, is it because these major schools are going to continue to fall victim to not – if you don't pay them enough money, they're going to leave. If they're too good where they can command that money, TJ, they're only going to be there for a year. So are you really truly motivated to be the best that you can be when you know that your ticket is already set and punched to go to the next level? How are you looking at it? Because it looks as though the teams that have more continuity, more time together, older players, they're the ones that are winning these games, and they are outclassing the majors that are boasting, you know, the top recruits and the top talent in basketball.
Man, it's a combination of everything. But for me, it's basketball is quite different than football, meaning the best players in college basketball, they're one and done. You have the G League. Excuse me. You have the G League, so – guys coming out of high school, if they want to get paid, they don't go to the G League. That stops after this year, but in years past, you just go to the G League and get paid. Or, if I'm not playing, I'm gonna hit the portal. This is what happens. You look at Oakland and you look at the Yales. These kids are in school for 3, 4, and with this COVID, 5 years now. So they have guys that have played together for years that are mature. I don't care how talented you are, because you're going against guys that are maybe not as talented, but they're talented. Mm. But they've been playing together for years. They're mature. They understand the game of basketball. And that's what we're seeing. And so, you know, the SEC commissioner, he comes out And it's kind of crazy. Oh, we need to end automatic bids to smaller schools. What are you talking about? You've been living under a rock? Do you not watch March Madness?
Right.
It's not called the March Madness for nothing, because madness happens every single March.
Right.
Like, you really thought Oakland was going to win that game? No. You really thought Yale was going to win that game? And they beat two of the best SEC schools out, Auburn and Kentucky.
I bet you, really? if you ask 20 people where Oakland is located,
they're going to say California.
All 20 would get it wrong. Every single person, unless they were from there, would get it wrong. I didn't even know Oakland was in Michigan.
Only reason I knew that was because years ago, Oakland beat somebody, and I looked it up.
Hmm.
That's the only reason I knew. I had to look it up years ago. But the NCAA tournament is called March Madness for a reason.
It is called March
Madness. And automatic bids. For what? So we can get the same SEC schools playing each other, the same big No. And so things are going to have to change, man, because you get the Kentuckys and the John Calipari's that he made a living off of the one and done.
One and done. Continuing to sell that narrative. I'm preparing him for the next level.
They do very well in the NBA. I mean, there's no denying it. When you look at the young guys, and they're not even young, but the De'Aaron Foxes, the Tyler Heroes, the Devin Bookers, like they
yeah,
get
but,
to the.
But how does Kentucky see? To me, when you sell that narrative, you're losing sight of the fact that yes, the players are going, and they're what's happening is they get those contracts because they're maturing in the NBA. They're not maturing in college. They're only around. I said you're around the guy for like 9 months before you go get ready for the NBA. So they're maturing in the NBA. So if I'm Kentucky and I'm looking out at John Calipari, I'm like, John, that's nice that you're getting them ready to go make money in the NBA and this, that, and the other, but that's making our product suffer. What about Kentucky? What about us? What about – like you're talking about I'm trying to make them better out. For he's going to have to.
He needs to figure that out because, I mean, there's no way around it, bro. And congratulations to Oakland. But Oakland should not be beating Kentucky.
No.
They should not.
No.
They should not because I don't even know anybody from the starting five at Oakland. But I'm a guess to say they wouldn't start at Kentucky.
Hmm.
They wouldn't start at Kentucky. So you got to give the Oakland coach, the head coach, tons and tons of credit.
Because there were mistakes made. There were mistakes made.
Number one, he made them believe.
That's
true. He got
them
to believe that they can win and beat Kentucky. That was number one, what he did. Number two, he put a game plan together, and them young men, they executed the game plan that the coach set forth and he wanted to implement. And so the players deserve a ton of credit, but you got to give that coach a lot of credit for tapping into their minds and making them believe that they can beat Kentucky, because all them kids would have loved to go and play at Kentucky, and they couldn't. So yeah. Now what's the best next thing? Let's beat them. And so I love March Madness. I'm really, really looking forward to the women's side of the tournament and watching that last night and then getting to watch it again today. But, yeah, I don't understand this in automatic bids. Boy, have you lost your mind? And how do you get in these positions that these dudes are in and you say something so crazy like that? Mm. He should have been fired on the spot.
Hmm. Well, I don't know, man. I just know this. You're watching. At least you got to know players for more than 1 year. You got to know the Larry Johnsons, the Stacey Ogmans. You got to know the Corliss Williamsons. You got to know the Christian Lakeners and the Bobby Hurleys, the Wojciechowskis and all that. You got to know the Fab Five for more than 1 year. And you saw the difference that it made
them being able to stay together and come back and play more than a one-and-done season.
It's just a different day and age, LeVar. It really is. Like, it, those days are over where we get to watch the Grant Hills, the Bobby Hurleys, the Christian
Laettners.
And
get Laettners. To know them. You don't those, get to those, know them.
Those days are over. But these coaches, you can recruit one-and-dones. You just can't have a roster full of one and done.
That's what it's going to have to turn into.
That's the problem.
TJ, that might be the best point. You can't recruit an entire team of one and done.
No, you can't do it. Because everybody is out to get theirs.
Yep.
I got to get mine. I got to get drafted.
Mercenaries.
And so you can have a one and done, 2-3 max for me. You have to have a roster of guys that want to play together. And these one and done's, they – I'm trying to be one and done. So that means I must eat. And so they have to change the way that they think and the way they go about configuring a roster. That, to me, is what's going to be important because, I mean, Auburn had that. Auburn was up.
Yeah.
Eight, Kentucky 10 could've points won. At the end of the game. They couldn't get a bucket. Like, you mean to tell me Auburn doesn't have a player that they can get a ball to at the end of the game and say, go get me a bucket? Right. Or better yet, did you watch it make a free throw?
Right.
Like, it was – congratulations to Yale. Them boys played they butts off, and now they're advancing in the tournament. And, again, it's called March Madness for a reason. Come on, man. Hey, hold up. Let me Google this, man. SEC commissioner. I can't believe he said that, man. What do these people be doing, man?
They be doing the most. And I'll tell you who else does the most.
Greg Sankey. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's what Greg Sankey
did.
He opened up
beat
his
it.
Mouth. And
beat it.
Well, now you're looking at a lot of SEC teams that are doing what we're doing, watching it from their living room. And by the way, if you're in your living room or in your car or whatever it may be, make sure you stay locked in and stay tuned. You know why? Because you're listening to Up On Game. L'Jarius Sneed, the dope corner for the Chiefs. Well, he's no longer a Chief. He gets traded to the Titans. We're going to talk about that. We got a lot to get to today, so just stay tuned in, like I said. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right. Welcome back in. This is Up On Game. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. It's TJ Hushmanzada. It's me, LeVar Arrington. Plex has the day off. Listen, if you want to improve your health and get your routines right, but you don't know right where to start with Silk. Did you know that Silk almond milk has 50% more calcium than dairy milk? It's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E. And if you know me, you know what I think E is. Good. So learn more about Silk products at silk.com. Hush, L'Jarius Sneed, man, he's a baller. Dope dude for the Chiefs defense. But when you have so many contracts that are coming up as a team and you draft so much young talent and their contracts are coming to the rookie contracts are coming to an end where now you have to figure out deals. You just did a big deal with Chris Jones. You're going to have casualties due to cap and salary situations. So my question isn't about the management or how does the cap work for the Chiefs here. My question is, can they continue to be the team that they've been when you lose guys like L'Jarius Sneed?
I mean, when you lose your best players, it's tough. But this is the cost of doing business when you're a team that's been so successful like the Kansas City Chiefs. It's what it is. You can't retain everyone. If they wanted to keep him, they could have kept him under the franchise tag. But it looked as if they couldn't work out a long-term deal with them. But you look at the younger corners they have, they must be high on them. We know what Trent McDuffie can do. It's not as if the Kansas City Chiefs are going to this saying, "Man, what are we gonna what are we gonna do?" You know they have a plan, and so retaining Chris Jones for me, that was by far and away the most important thing that they needed to do. But, you know, they got the young guys and Jalen Watson and Josh Williams where they must believe in them. They must really believe in those guys because one of those guys will be starting now opposite Trent McDuffie. Will they draft a guy? We don't know. But football is won from the inside out. And so as long as they have Chris Jones – those guys on the back end going to be all right because Chris Jones is causing havoc up front. And L'Jarius Sneed is going to get the money, the contract that he likes. The Titans going to get a corner that did not give up a touchdown pass reception last year. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. He played a lot of press coverage. Didn't give up a touchdown pass. Mm. Or like, he didn't give up a reception for a touchdown all season. Now, you got to give Spags a ton of credit for that. You know, if Plex was on here, he'd be singing Spags' praises.
Of course he would.
And so, yeah, it works out for both parties. It's shocking, though, LeVar, that in essence, it was just a third-round pick. But that's what it's come to now in the league. When I got to give a guy a huge contract, I'm not going to give you great compensation and then compensate him greatly. Right. And so – both parties like it. I know I'm happy for Sneed because a lot of times, man, guys play on these franchise tags. They're unhappy. They not mentally into what's going on because they see what other guys are getting and they want to get paid to get this security. And they don't play the way that they should play or the way that they've been playing. And now it's as if their value has dropped. So for Sneed, I'm happy, man. You put a lot. I don't think people realize like the amount of work you put in the off season to prepare yourself to play for a season. I mean, it's grinding every day, two, three times a day. You're doing your strength and conditioning. You're doing your speed work. Then you're doing your position work. This every day, man. Like, we was on the field this past week, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, every single day. And it's fun for these guys, but it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Ton of work. Let me ask you this, TJ. And looking at, they brought in Marquise Brown. They brought in Hollywood Brown. Do you think what they've done with, all right, they lose Snead, but they signed Jones. They signed a couple guys, none really of crazy note outside of Marquise Brown, but you add Marquise Brown to this receiving core. How do you see this playing out for the Chiefs this season? Are they a better team going into this season? Perceivably, we all know what they're going to do in the draft yet, but is there going to be a draft pick that makes this a better team? Or is this team right now today, with what they've done this offseason so far, a three-peat possible team?
Are they a better team? That's hard to say. I like the Hollywood Brown move. I do. I do like it. I don't love it, but I like it. He brings that down-the-field threat that they've been lacking since they lost Tyreek Hill. Yeah, they're a better team because they won a Super Bowl last year. Let's just be honest, man, on the backs of that defense, man.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jones and Spags, they won a Super Bowl on the back of the defense, man, not the offense. The offense did not – the defense carried them this entire season. And so with Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, yeah, they're going to be better. I would assume they're going to be better. I would assume the receivers aren't going to drop as many passes they've dropped last year. And so, yeah, they'll be better. But – the AFC, man, it's a gauntlet, bro. It is a gauntlet. If Joe Burrow can stay healthy, the Bengals are a problem. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are a problem. The Steelers, look, they always a problem. You give them some quarterback play, they really going to be a problem. Oh, the Browns, they can play also. Oh, C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans can play. Oh, Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, who had a down year, we would assume they going to be back. Oh, let's go to the top of the country in the Buffalo Bills. Oh, they can play Josh Allen. Oh, let's slide down. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets can play. So the AFC is a gauntlet to get through. And so you better be clicking on all cylinders. And I didn't even bring up the Los Angeles Chargers and Herbert. And
yeah.
The Raiders, and let's see what they do in Vegas with their quarterback situation in AP. We know they're trying to present problems to Patrick Mahomes with Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins. I know they're going to have a little problem on their hands. You know, they paid Christian Wilkins all that money. Max Crosby ain't too happy, but you ain't hear that from me. Yeah, he not happy.
Uh-oh.
He not happy, y'all. I know that's not just talk. That is 100% a fact.
That's a fact.
He not happy in Las Vegas, y'all. I'm telling you. Uh-oh. They better do something.
Well, if there's somebody they're going to do it with, it most likely probably should be Max Crosby that they do it with. All right, so listen, we're going to get an update from Finley, but when we return from that, we're going to talk a little bit about what we got going on with this hip drop deal and the tush push. Like, it's kind of interesting. One's offense, one's defense. But let's get an update from Mr. Henley first, and then we shall continue on with the conversations. What do we got, Finley?
Yeah, LeVar and TJ were about 15, no, less than that, maybe about 10 minutes away from our first NCAA tournament game on the men's side. Day one of second round action. It's going to be Arizona going toe-to-toe against Dayton. One of eight games on the docket here on the men's end. Kansas and Gonzaga in that 4-5 matchup will be the second game of the day. You also have the top seed North Carolina going up against another, you know, you could say blue blood at Michigan State. 1-9 matchup there. That's at 5:30 Eastern time. Washington State and Iowa State is another one coming up later on. NC State and Oakland, two teams that are lower seeds getting into that second round, as you guys were discussing. Oakland might, TJ, I think Oakland might just have themselves a Cinderella story. So we'll see how
man,
that
goes. Man, I like NC State Finley in this, yeah. man. I really do, man. I watched them in that ACC tournament. Oh, yeah. I was impressed. They look good.
They really do. They're playing at their best when their best is needed right now, as you said. And Tennessee and Texas, another matchup. Illinois and Duquesne, the last game of the day is going to be at 9:40 Eastern time with Creighton and Oregon in that 3-11 matchup. On the women's side, they're still in round one of the NCAA tournament, and our first game of the day is already up and running. It's the 6-seed Tennessee, 33-28. They are leading the 11-seed Green Bay. They're about halfway through the second half there. And then at 3 Eastern time, the college basketball and sporting world will be watching Caitlin Clark and her 1-seed Iowa hit the floor for their first round matchup against the 16-seed Holy Cross. 3 Eastern time, Iowa City, Iowa for that one. So TJ and LeVar, a ton of basketball to mention. Mm-hmm. We've got the women's getting underway. We'll be talking about that and the men's side as well as they work it back to the two-man game of TJ Husmanzadeh and LeVar Arrington.
Nice. Appreciate that. All right, look, we're going to be talking Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, what he's got going on. So make sure you stay tuned in. But right now, let's talk about taking a look at the hip drop and the tush push. It seems as though they're moving forward and trying to get the hip drop tackle, which I believe is the funniest thing ever, because now people are coming up with terminology and names for tackling, TJ. So it appears now that they want to do away with the hip drop, where you tackle a guy and as you're grabbing on him, you drop your level, like you drop your legs, almost like you're bulldogging a cattle calf or something to that effect. But yet, on the other side of the ball, the tush push, which some would say is probably a more dangerous situation because there's more bodies involved. There's a whole lot of head contact and different things. They're just going to keep monitoring that, but they're not going to work to ban it. It's going to be usable next year in the league. What's your take on it? I'll tell you mine, but let me get yours first. Let me hear where you're coming from.
Man, the hip drop, first off. You know how hard it's going to be for defensive players to tackle guys?
You know how hard it's always been to tackle guys?
Like, sometimes I don't think any player, when they go to tackle somebody, is saying, okay, let me grab him around the waist, and then let me just drop my weight on the back of his legs. That's like the only way to get him down. So that's instinct. Yeah. You're not purposely doing that. You're going to see so many broken tackles. You're going to see so many guys missing tackles because they're afraid of, one, getting a penalty and getting fined.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, they fining guys for whatever now. You get a late hit, like, I'm not really trying to hit you late, but a late hit, $25,000. Like, yep. $25,000? You know what I can do with that? And so, I get it. You don't want star players getting hurt, and you want to make the game as safe as possible. But we play a violent game, man. We play a violent game. That's what we sign up for. This is what we sign up for. And so, I don't know. This is possible. I really don't. I don't.
I just don't know how you're going to tackle anymore.
Like, what's going to be, like,
and you're going to cause somebody a game, TJ.
Yeah.
Like the problem is that one way or the other, you're going to cause somebody a game because you're not going to be good enough or effective enough in tackling where you're able to get the person down and it costs you a game. Or you're going to get them down and you're going to get a penalty and they're going to get a first down and you're going to cost them the game. Like, there's going to be moments where games are costed because there have been too many rules put in place
to
how you tackle now.
A flag is thrown for the hip drop and then a replay show it wasn't a hip drop. What happened then? Because we see that all the time with the roughing the passer. Oh, he hit him in the head. Oh, he really did hit him in the head. Like, what's going to happen then? Can they change it? Can they say, oh, we made a mistake? Can the coach challenge it? Like, it's – I get it, you know. You want the best players on the field, but not at the expense of certain games being decided. Because the refs – and I'm always on refs, man. They have a hard job, bro.
It's not easy.
It's the best athletes in the world. And so you start to put more things on their plate that they got to look out for and watch out for. It just makes it hard for them. And so I don't know what the answer is, but I do know this: when you have refs looking after 5, 6, 7, 8 things, and they're going to miss something. Mm-hmm. They're going to miss the minor stuff because they worried about the major. And that's the problem, I think. It will become is what happens when it's a crucial part of the game and you throw that flag and it wasn't what you thought or what you said. We've had a couple of penalties, so now I'm going to try to tackle him this way and I missed the tackle.
And you're going to judge that man. You're going to judge a guy off of a major play based off of the indecisiveness of what it is that they're doing. And at this point, I don't know how you can be decisive all the way through playing the game of football as a defender. I just don't. And then you say, the tush push, it is a dangerous play. You know, guys could get hurt potentially. It could be, long-lasting injuries that are sustained doing tush-push type stuff. But you're going to let it keep going. And to me, I just think that for what it's worth, I know the league has to do things to keep the game competitive, also keep it safe. No problems there. I just think that ultimately when rules seem so geared towards limiting and continuing to limit the defense. Now, you're limiting the defense from being able to cover. You put all kinds of rules in the book for coverage. You put all kinds of rules in the books where they can't, you know, make contact with the catching receiver. Now you're continuing to put rules in play where you're impacting the way a guy can make contact. And not just with the quarterback, but with ball carriers alike. I just think that they're, you know, it's getting to the point of where you're like, you know, just go flag. Just go flag.
I mean
really, just turn the game into like, flag.
Why are you going – why would you punish the Philadelphia Eagles because they do something better than everybody else?
They're tougher than you up front. I don't know.
Like, why are they getting punished for that?
Why are you going to punish
figure
a guy?
Out a way to
why
stop
are you going
to
punish a guy for doing what the game is supposed to be?
Figure out a way to stop
you
it.
You know what they call football? It's called tackle football.
Like,
it ain't called push. You can't tackle this way, you can't tackle this way, you can't tackle that way. It's called tackle football. And I just don't know, like, now they done named the tomahawk roll, the drop hip, the horse collar, like all these terminologies, man, it's football. Get the guy to the ground. Get to the ball, see ball, get ball. Like,
put
done.
Him on the ground.
So. Anyway, I don't know. It's a little upsetting to me because at some point you just got to say it is a full contact sport. Guys get hurt. Guys have long-term injuries and ailments that come from it because, well, it's a full contact sport. Just like any other profession you work in where you'd have lifelong injuries from the work you do, whether you're a construction worker, a garbage man, even if you're a doctor, even if you're a lawyer, you have long-term you know, things that happen, mental health, all kinds of emotional health issues. But you know what? Football is going to continue to do what they're going to do to make it so that it's justifiable to say it's a safer sport, which I don't really fully get that. But anyway, Shohei Ohtani, we'll talk about his interpreter. He's accused of taking some money. We'll get to that and more. All right, this is Fox Sports. This is Up On Game. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh?
Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right. Shortly after the show, if you missed any of Up On Game, it's okay. Podcast will go up and you can check it out. So make sure you go to wherever it is that you get your podcast. Just search Up On Game wherever it is you get your podcast. And be sure to also follow, rate, review the podcast. And again, just search Up On Game wherever it is you get your podcast, and you'll see this show posted right after we get off. And we are in the TireRack.com studios. It is TJ Hushmanzada. I am LeVar Arrington. And Shohei Ohtani's interpreter is accused of stealing $4.5 million. TJ, do you think this is a matter of him stealing? Or do you think that this is a Chris Carter fall guy situation that's playing out right now? Because I think we all know if Shohei Ohtani was connected to any type of gambling mishap scandal of the tune of $4 million plus dollars, that would not be good for the sport of baseball.
Man, I don't know what I really don't know what to make of this, man, because there's so many different twists and turns and stories about what is going on and what it is.
The interpreter came out, said that they helped him with, you
yeah,
know,
but it was
it
like
back.
They helped me do this. Then it was,
but then it's like, nah, that don't sound
right.
He
paid off my debt.
He paid off my debt.
And then it was, no, he didn't pay off my debt. I stole his money to pay off my debt. And it was like, what is going on?
And then the next question, my first question was, TJ, how are you, how as an interpreter, how do you have access to his money?
Yes.
How you have
access? You are the interpreter. You are not the financial advisor. You are not the business manager. You are
his interpreter.
The interpreter. First thing when I saw, I was like, wait. He's the interpreter. So when I saw that, the first thing I thought of was, oh, yeah. They getting their ducks aligned in a row. They lining this up. They going to have this story inside out. We telling the same story. Okay. Yeah, I believe Shohei may have been betting and he's paying it off, and then they investigating the bookie that he's dealing with, and they see Shohei Ohtani. Wait, what's going on here? And also they concocted a plan to say it was an interpreter. He is 100% the fall guy that Chris Carter spoke about. Can get you a guy that's going to take the blame. There's no other way around it because the story wasn't consistent. It was, he paid off my debt. No, I stole his money to pay off my dad. I'm sorry. And so when you have those two conflicting stories, I mean, common sense will tell you what's going on. Something is not right here. And I mean, as long as he didn't bet on baseball, what's the big deal? I lost $4.5 million gambling. I'm basically worth $1 billion. That's a drop in the bucket. That's peanuts to an elephant.
Well, I think there's a red flag here, certainly. I do think that, if I'm being honest, it's a cover-up. It's definitely covering for a gambling situation that I mean, $4.5 million, like, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to come out of somebody's account to go towards that in particular. I think there's more to it. There's obviously other players that have been connected and linked to this guy out of Orange County as well.
What interpreter has access to your account, bro?
Yeah, what nobody has access to my account. Yeah, nobody.
Like, the interpreter?
Right.
Where they do that at? Like, he's the interpreter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Ohtani could literally say, I was gambling, I lost. Okay, I didn't bet on baseball. Simple. It's over.
I don't know. Might look bad. Might be a bad look for baseball the way this ends up. But then again, you never know. It might not be. We'll see what happens. But I do know this. Hour two is coming at you very shortly. We got Cuffs the Legend coming on. He'll talk NBA. But we're also going to talk March Madness. More to come. This is Up on Game, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.